25 coffins wrapped in the tricolor, neatly placed in a line. It's a sight that doesn't just arrest you, it's also a sight that demands immediate attention and respect. That is what I started my day with today in Raipur at the CAS camp, where all the bodies of the 25 martyrs who had died fighting in Sukhma were brought. They were at the hospital, the post-mortem was done, and then they were brought in to the parade ground one by one. They started early in the morning. I was there at around 7:30, and at 7:30 the bodies of all these 25 martyrs had started coming in. I went through all their names. They came from all parts of India, brothers in arms who lived together, who ate together, who fought together, and who died together. I've been a journalist for 15 years now, but this is one sight that breaks your heart completely. When you think of the grieving families who are waiting to receive these coffins, and I'm sure those grieving families will ask, could this have been avoided? I got an opportunity to speak to the DG, Naxal Operations of Chhattisgarh, and I asked him something that everyone's been talking about since yesterday. Were SOPs violated? Was the standard operating procedure violated? And he told me, what SOP are you talking about? This was a road opening party. This road that we are talking about, which everyone now is calling the road to death because it has claimed 36 lives in the last 36 days, it cuts right across the Naxal heartland. It cuts across their garh, as he said, their stronghold. They don't want this road to be built. And yet, every day, the 74th Battalion of the CRPF was out there, the road opening party, to sanitize this road and then ensure that the laborers who are working on it, the contractors who are working on it, can do their work in a safe environment. They've been doing this for many months now. He told me they just got unlucky. There should have been an element of surprise in their movement, but there wasn't. That element of surprise goes away when you do something day in and day out. There's a certain fatigue that sets in. That is what probably happened. I also asked him about what exactly had happened yesterday, because we've seen multiple versions appear in newspapers and television channels. And he told me that the first bullet was actually fired at 10 a.m., not 12 a.m. as is being claimed, or 12:30. 6 o'clock in the morning is when this road opening party had gone about its work, 99 men. At around 10 o'clock, one part of the team sat for lunch while the others stood guard, some close to them and the others at the other side of this road which is being constructed. It is then that Naxals, who were on the prowl waiting for them, attacked them, massacred them. Hearing the commotion, the party that was on the other side of the road rushed in. That is when a gun battle ensued. And it, according to the DG Naxal Operations, Mr. DM Awasthi, it lasted for almost 4 hours. There was a fight back. And the first thing that the CRPF Jawans did, the CRPF team did, was to ensure that the 40 civilians who were with them, they first got out to safety. So all 40 civilians who were with them, laborers and contractors and their equipment, was first put to safety. This gun battle I'm talking about continued after that for almost 4 hours. In the last 5 months of 2017, 72 CRPF Jawans have lost their lives. It's a huge casualty to take for any force. There's a lot of introspection that will be required, that will be needed. There are some very uncomfortable questions that will need to be asked and they will need to be answered. Home Minister Rajnath Singh, who was here for the wreath laying ceremony, called this cold-blooded murder. He also said that on the 8th of next month, he's calling a meet of all Naxal-affected states and they will introspect and, if necessary, rework their Naxal strategy. Does the government of India even have a Naxal strategy? Is a question to ask. Once the wreath laying was over and all the coffins, all the martyrs were sent back to their homes, they'll probably be there by this evening. I had a chance to meet Mahendra Kumar. He's one of the CRPF Jawans who survived. He's a constable. He's 26 years old. He took a bullet in his neck. And what he told me didn't surprise me, because it just reflects the spirit with which the armed forces work. He told me, "Unhone mere 25 bhai mare, hum unke 50 saathi marenge." Naxals shouldn't think that we are afraid of them. Naxals shouldn't think that we will not come back to Sukhma. We will come back and we'll fight them. That is what he told me in my interview. It'll soon be evening in Raipur. Tomorrow morning, I was planning to go to Sukma, to the encounter site. But now I'm being told that that entire area has been sealed off. There were search and combing operations that continued till this afternoon at least. The officiating DG of the CRPF is going to be there for the next 2 days because the Home Ministry has read them a riot act. They want to know how a force like the CRPF notched up 25 casualties. What were the failings? And the Ministry of Home is saying, we don't want you to take 40 days to file a report. Give us a report ASAP. If there are problems that need to be fixed, they will be fixed. Give us a report. It's been a terrible day for the CRPF, a terrible 48 hours for the CRPF. And as questions will be asked, and they should be asked, I just hope and pray that I or my fellow citizens don't ever have to witness the scenes that we did this morning.